Just make sure you're comfortable lying or sitting with your feet and hands not touching. And I want you to practice just one thing. I want you to look up as high as you can, as if you are trying to look into your own eyebrows. And keeping your eyeballs up, the trick is to keep your eyeballs up, but at the same time, just close your eyelids right down. And if you can do that, you just can't stop yourself going into hypnosis. So now let's do it for real. Take a deep breath. Fix your eyes at a real or imagined spot overhead. Breathe in. Breathe out. And again, keeping your eyes glued, riveted to that overhead real or imagined spot. Breathe in. And every time you blink, deep, powerful hypnosis is coming upon you. Breathe out. And just one more time, breathe in, hold it. The more you blink, the deeper and faster you are going into hypnosis. And this time, as you get ready to breathe out at the same time as you exhale, keep your eyeballs up. But just close your eyelids right down, all the way down. And as your eyelids shut down, you can just allow a drifting, floating feeling to develop in your body. Just picture in your own mind 10 steps descending. Just get that same looking down feeling that you might get as you look over a balcony or down a flight of stairs. You're looking down 10 steps. You're moving onto step 10 as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 9 as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You are taking step 8 and you can see your feet, hear your feet, even feel your feet connecting to each step as you go deeper. And deeper, you are taking step 7, going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You are taking step 6 as each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 5 as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to an even deeper level. You're taking step 4, going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step 3, going even deeper still. You're taking step 2, just go deeper, drift deeper, sink deeper. And now you're taking step 1, just go deeper and deeper and deeper into an awareness of yourself. And as you go deeper, you are listening easily, perfectly, effortlessly with your subconscious mind. And while you are listening with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind is drifting away. And you can remember everything. You can remember that you came onto the planet as the most perfect, gorgeous, wonderful, lovable baby. And I want you to imagine you can just go back in time. You're somehow in a time tunnel that is going backwards. It's like the movie of your entire life is rewinding, going backwards, backwards, backwards. And as you go backwards, you're becoming younger, smaller, lighter, shorter. You are drifting back, traveling back, moving back. You're being taken back to the home you lived in as a tiny baby. And all of a sudden, you're going even further back. Years, months, weeks, days are peeling away from your body. And now, everything is stopping. And there you are standing, right outside your childhood home. And you have an irresistible, compelling, overwhelming urge to go into that home. You are drawn like a magnet to the room you slept in as a baby. And all of a sudden, you're standing outside that room. You have your hand on the door handle, and you know with every fiber of your being that on the other side of that door is you as a small child. And you know that just as you know that that small child is the child version of you, that small child knows that you are the adult version of them. So right now, you are moving into that room, going into that room, and there waiting for is a sweet little baby, a tiny little infant that was you as a child. And I want you to walk over to the crib, to the cot, to the bed, and pick up that little child, that small baby, that small infant, that little child in your arms. And as you hold that child, I want you to repeat some words after me. Even if they feel silly, it doesn't matter. I want you to say after me, look at you. Look at you. You are the most perfect, beautiful, gorgeous little thing. Look at you. You're so shiny and new and gorgeous. Repeat those words. If they feel silly, say them again and again until they feel more normal. And I want you to repeat these words after me very specifically. I want you to hold that little baby in your arms, and I want you to say, I have created a place in my heart for you. I've created a place in my life for you. I have created a place in my home and in my body for you. And now that you live in my world, you can never go back, not even in your daydreams. You can never go back and live in the world you used to live in, because you live in my world. And I want you to imagine taking that little child into your world, holding their hand, holding them in your arms, and just walking them through the door of the home you live now, so you are effectively taking that child out of that childhood bedroom, out of that childhood home, and taking them to where you live. You are installing them, upgrading them into your world, and letting them know that your world is a better, safer, nicer place in every possible way. And I want you to show this child, look, maybe you have a Sonos or an Alexa. You have a smart TV, a laptop, a mobile phone, things that you simply couldn't have as a child. But the fact that you could not have them as a child has no bearing on the fact that as an adult, you went out and got them. And just as you went out and got a smartphone and a laptop, although these are things, you can go out and get love and acceptance and friends. You can go out and get success. Everything is available to you. And I want you to first of all show that little baby your living room, where you have so many things that you could not and did not have as a child. Show them your kitchen, where you can choose to have healthy food. Show them your bedroom, where you sleep in the arms of someone who loves you. And if that isn't quite yet, set an intention that soon, so soon, you'll be wrapped up in the arms of someone who loves you. And I want you again to say to that little child, I have created a place in my home for you. You live in my world. I am massively upgrading you into my world, and you can never go back, not even into your dreams, into that old world. You live in my world now, and this is a wonderful place, an amazing place. I've created a place in my home for you. I've created a place in my heart for you. And now that you live inside of me, I'm becoming a loving parent to you. I know what you need, and I know how to give it to you. You and I have balance now. I will always have time for you. I will always listen to you. There's nothing you and I can't do. Show that child they live in your home, in your body, in your heart, and in your life. And when you're doing something as simple as driving a car, hailing an Uber, you go, wow, look at me, I'm driving a car. I can't be that small child. But I'm in charge of that small child. I'm a grown up now, and no one in the whole world can love and honor and acknowledge that small child, my inner child, the way I can. And I want you to take a minute and to imagine all the things that you would have loved to have heard when you were a child. You know better than me, what did you most want to hear? You see, we all want to hear the same things. I love you. I'm proud of you. How lucky am I to be your parent? You know, being your parent is the best job in the world. You're smart. You're interesting. I love spending time with you. You're funny. You're great company. I want you to think about what you most would have loved your parents or your teacher or your relatives or your friends to have said to you when you're a little child. And now I want you to say it. Repeat after me. You are smart. You are so lovable. You're amazing. You're interesting. I love spending time with you. Being your parent is my greatest joy. How lucky am I to have an amazing kid like you to parent? And I want you to remember something so important. When children don't get their needs met, when children feel they are not loved and that life isn't fair, they don't stop loving the people who are parenting them or looking after them. They immediately stop loving themselves. So I want you to say to that little child, it wasn't your fault that your parents got divorced or your dad left or your mom wasn't happy. It wasn't your fault. You were and are the most gorgeous, amazing, lovable person. You are worthy of love. You are deserving of love. And love is absolutely available to you. I want you to go back and think of the events. Maybe you didn't have nice lunches. Maybe you had a secondhand uniform. Maybe you just felt less than. And this is your time to fix unfinished business, to say you matter. You are lovable. You are significant. You are so worthy. So I want you to really connect with that inner child, to celebrate that inner child, to understand that you have the power to love, accept, adore, praise, and grow that inner child. You also have the power to criticize and diminish your inner child, but you're not going to do that, not ever. I want you to say the things that every child needs to hear. I love you. I am here protecting you. You are safe with me. I will always have time for you. I will always listen to you. And whenever challenges come up, you can simply imagine going back and connecting to that little child. When you're taking a bath, enjoying an ice cream, lying in bed, you connect with your inner child and feel them there with you, sharing all the good times, and being absolutely supported and made to feel safe during the challenging times. You're finding so much compassion and love and joy for that inner child. They feel safe with you. No one can play the role of parent, loving parent to the inner child the way you can. You excel at this role. You are phenomenal at this job of parenting your inner child. And you understand the truth. When you were a child, you saw things as a child. You saw things with the emotion of a child, because children don't even have logic until the age of 5. They only have feelings. And you made a lot of decisions that had impacted your life. When you had the life experience of a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, even now you can see, oh yes, I made that decision that I was less lovable, less than when I was 4. And I can see why I made it, how I made it, but I see the truth, that is not me and will never be me. Because the truth about you is it will never again, ever, for the rest of your long, wonderful, lovable life be necessary or appropriate or even relevant for you to think or to act or to react the way you did when you were a kid. As a child, you saw, as a child, you saw things through the lens and filter of a child. As a grown-up, you see clearly as an adult that you are lovable, you are significant, you are worthy, and you matter. You always have been, and you always will be. So take a minute and find deep love, absolute compassion, and understanding for that inner child. And remember, that inner child living in you every day feels seen. They feel soothed. They feel safe. And they feel secure. As you do the most stellar job of making your inner child feel soothed, safe, seen, and secure, you do the most phenomenal job of making you, yourself, feel seen, soothed, safe, and secure. You are giving your inner child all the things they ever needed: attention, care, love, praise. Your inner child has some very simple needs. They need to feel loved. They need to feel safe. They need to feel significant, that they matter. They need to feel that you are always there protecting them, that you are proud of them. So I want you to take a few minutes and really see how outstanding you are at meeting your inner child's needs and meeting your own. Take as long as you like. And when you've finished, you can just slowly, calmly, easily, effortlessly return to your full awareness, feeling amazing, feeling wonderful, feeling phenomenal, feeling good about yourself, feeling good about this session, and knowing that you can repeat this anytime at all, every day, and you will grow massively in self-esteem, in self-confidence, as you parent, nurture, love, acknowledge and appreciate your inner child. You can only grow in confidence, in self-esteem. Your sense of self-love, self-image will grow. You will become secure within yourself, self-trusting. You're doing that all right now. Take as long as you need. Come back to your full awareness whenever you want to. Well done. And feel really proud of yourself for doing something so simple, yet so profound. Remember, its strength is in its simplicity. You have done this. You have got this. The more you do it, the easier it is. The easier it is, the more you do it, the better you become at it. Thank you so much. I'll see you very soon.